Angela, we briefly touched on the question about whether or not a strong psychological makeup can improve your life expectancy if you catch the virus. And I guess I have a two-part question. One is, do you believe that if you have the will to live, that it can make the difference in this sort of when your body is being attacked by the virus? And then the second part would be, you know, in your book Grit, you talk about that first you have to be interested in doing something, and then you have to be willing to practice in the face of pain. And those that can go through the pain will persevere, and that's predictive. So I guess, do we know, should the doctor know in advance this is the kind of guy who can make it through because he's got that will to live, and I've seen he's got this perseverance aspect to him? Or do you think that this virus will kill at random?
You know, anecdotally, of course, physicians say that when a patient really has the will to live, or conversely, when a patient really lacks the will to live, that influences the outcome, you know, separate from the physiology, et cetera. That's anecdotal. There's also some, you know, more systematic evidence that, for example, when people are grieving, they're bereaved and they're, you know, recently widowed, that there's actually, like, you know, it's not just anecdotal, but it's statistically true that, you know, people in that state are likely to die earlier, faster. But here's the answer, Larry. I mean, when you look at these, you know, research studies that say, like, conscientious people or optimistic people live longer, it's not always, and maybe even not largely, a direct physical thing. They might be behaving in different ways, taking care of themselves better, et cetera. And that, you know, doesn't seem to apply in a situation where somebody is, you know, about to be on the ventilator in the hospital, right? That's not a lifestyle question. So my guess is that there probably is some element here that might be, you know, like immune function, but I think a lot of the benefits of your psychological makeup are things that you do over extended periods of time to live a kind of life that leaves you better off physically.
In a completely different angle, Andrew, we're a number of us on the call are parents. We may have high schoolers or college kids or younger children. And there was an institution called school, which used to encourage a certain behavior to learn. And that institutional setting has collapsed. As a parent, given what you've learned with Grit, what can we do to kind of overlay this new institutional online learning to make sure that the kids actually learn something?
Yeah, I'll give two recommendations, and I won't waste time, you know, just commiserating with parents who have their kids at home. I think there are two opportunities in this current situation. One is, you know, kids are actually, I've noticed with my own 18 and 17-year-old that they are now exploring their personal interests in ways that they weren't doing 3 months ago because they have more time and more flexibility. So, you know, my 18-year-old started drawing a lot, and she remembered and was surprised by how much she likes art. And, you know, 3 months ago, she just had her head down and was, like, you know, plowing through reviews for her AP exams. So one opportunity here is to observe your kid, which, gosh, now you have 24/7 to do that, and notice the things that they're interested in, because people who become world-class at what they do are deeply curious and deeply personally interested in what those things are. And the second opportunity is that this is an opportunity for your kids to develop self-regulation. So in the absence of structure, in the absence of a bell schedule, and your teacher just like handing you the worksheet and you just kind of going along and doing everything that is given to you in a very structured way, you now have to do a lot of that structuring and self-regulation and discipline yourself. And that's been extremely hard for a lot of kids, but also I think an opportunity to really get better at that, because, like, that's life, right? And in fact, some of that is why kids struggle when they transition from high school to college. So take advantage of the early forced training in self-regulation.
Thanks.